Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast on compliance of window safety devices was created by the Australian College of Professionals on Friday the 4th of May 2018. Strata window safety devices are not just another money grab by the government, which is what many people have claimed. The devices are designed to reduce the number of injuries and fatalities that occur in young children falling out of high windows. On the 22nd of April, a 5-year-old boy fell out of a third-story window of a Parramatta building. This is only 1 month after the installation deadline for window safety devices. The deadline for compliance has been and gone. The final date for compliance was the 13th of March 2018. The follow-on from the installation date has caused many to call our college and ask what happens now. Will strata schemes be subjected to inspections for compliance? And if so, are there penalties for non-compliance? New South Wales Fair Trading provided information on the window safety devices and the obligations of the owners' corporation. It stated that should the devices not be installed by the cut-off date, the owner's corporation may be fined and there is potential for the individual owner to also be fined. However, there is an issue with the ongoing compliance of the safety legislation. New South Wales Fair Trading have stated the following with regards to monitoring the devices. An owner's corporation is not required to monitor or enforce the use of window safety devices. The strata scheme's management laws also do not require that the devices be used at all times by the occupant. Occupants are therefore free to open their windows fully if they wish to do so. While it is up to occupants to decide when to engage devices, New South Wales Fair Trading strongly recommends that people use window safety devices when children are present and on all common access areas such as stair landing. For strata managers, it is important that the owner's corporation are able to satisfy the initial requirement of having the devices installed to ensure that they are not liable for fines should New South Wales Fair Trading wish to conduct audits of strata schemes. However, it would be fair to state, after reading the information being provided by Fair Trading, that it is not incumbent upon the owner's corporation to conduct yearly checks to ensure the safety devices are still installed. For property managers, it has already been the case that the window safety devices have been on the ingoing and outgoing inspection reports. It is highly suggested that these are checked at each of those inspections to ensure they are still installed, and should they have been removed throughout a tenancy, there is still a responsibility for the property manager to inform the landlord and have new safety devices installed, billing the previous tenants for the reinstallation. While we do not know how and when New South Wales Fair Trading will be able to conduct compliance audits on strata schemes, the Parramatta incident in April provides evidence to New South Wales Fair Trading that there are still buildings that have either not yet complied or the devices are not necessarily being used properly.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.